This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Well, I want to talk today with Sergeant Andy Brown. He has authored a very important book, Warnings Unheeded, dealing with the twin tragedies at the Fairchild Air Force Base. Avoidable tragedies, perhaps, and when you read the account that Sergeant Brown provides, you have to conclude that much of the damage that resulted that terrible week when a shooting occurred and when a crash occurred could very well have been avoided. But warning signs all over the place were disregarded. I want to thank you so much for your effort and getting your book together and printed, Sergeant Brown. This Warnings Unheeded is something that, as you say, took like 7 years to research and write. And I can believe it when I see the number of people that you contacted who had been involved mostly as victims or near victims in the shooting at the Air Force Base, but other people as well. Many, many lives touched by what happened that week. And you ran them down. I don't know how you did anything else, but I'm glad you did what you did to produce Warnings Unheeded. So thanks very much for the book and for being with us.
Thank you, Larry. Thanks for having me on the show.
The death toll was at the level that is considered a mass murder by the criteria established by the federal government, the FBI, more than four recently lowered to three in one single incident, constituting a mass murder. This was a very bloody day, and the week was a bloody week when an airplane crashed, a plane that didn't have to crash, and a mass murder that probably, arguably, didn't have to occur. There were so many warning signs about this airman that really had some tremendous problems that were kind of, he was like a can that kept getting kicked down the road. There were several reports in your book. Let me try to say it as family friendly as possible. He was pleasuring himself. Anytime, any place, the guy was unconscionable, and yet people just kind of walked by him like it was a dog outside at a fire hydrant or something. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. It's remarkable how many opportunities there were to prevent this that weren't acted on.
That is, I think, the takeaway from your book, that there were all of these episodes, all of them kind of crying out, there's a problem here, Houston. Deal with it. Do something. And apparently our human nature is such that we'd rather not have to deal with a problem, and we'd rather have somebody else do it. I guess maybe that's the way we're raising our children. It even seems perhaps that the airman was raised that way by his mama, because the times that you have information about her, she seemed to be in denial like everybody else, and he's just a good boy. Yeah, he only killed five people and wounded who knows how many others. No, he's just a good guy. Right, got it. Whew, glad he's not a bad guy.
Yes, exactly.
So, you're at an Air Force base back in the 90s, and they're flying these big B-52s, and apparently it's quite an impressive thing to get up in the air and back down on the ground, an enormous plane. And at the same time that the shooter was kind of boiling over, getting ready to go off, you had a colonel there at the Air Force base that was, what could we say, he was Colonel Hot Dog, and nobody seemed to want to deal with him either.
Yeah, it appears to be that way. Both of the tragedies unfolded simultaneously, although separately, at the same base over a period of 2 or 3 years.
And boy, when they came to a head, it was a gut punch. And I guess there were people just saying, how could this have happened?
Yeah, it was a tragic week that sticks with people even today. The people that were around back then are still living with the tragedy.
I would think so. To have been wounded or to have seen people killed and or wounded, and especially when you can't do anything about it, because you're on a military base and the policy then and now is, oh, we don't want anybody armed because that'll keep bad things from happening. And yet you quote one of the airmen specifically saying, man, I wish I'd have had a gun.
Yes. Yeah, I uncovered quite a few instances where people had wished they had been armed and could have intervened quicker, sooner, and saved more lives.
And arguably, they would not have had to have been Annie Oakley. I go back to something that was about the same time, a little later, Susanna Gracia then, now Dr. Hupp, was at a cafeteria in Texas having lunch, and she had left, by law, her gun in the car. She wasn't supposed to be carrying a firearm at all under Texas law at that time. And when a guy came in and started shooting the place up, she had plenty of opportunity to have shot him with nobody that would have been in the line of fire, but no gun. And
yes,
you just got to wonder how many situations like that could have operated at Fairchild. How long, was it something like 2 hours, do I recall right, from the time his first victims were shot until you finally were able to engage him?
It was 2 minutes.
It was 2 minutes from the first victim?
I responded on a bicycle from two-thirds of a mile away. I was on bike patrol. And from the time that the first radio call came out to dispatch us to the time that I radioed the shooter was down was 2 minutes. And in that time frame, he managed to wound 22 people and killed five. So if you're relying on law enforcement to get to the scene to save you, you're mistaken. Because the people who were on the scene at the time are actually the first responders. They need to be equipped with the tools of the job to put an end to these things.
It's really extraordinary because that happened, and I'm sure your opinions have not been a secret. They're in your book. And yet we continue with the same gun-free zones. And now, hopefully, President-elect Trump is going to have opportunity to carry through with his campaign statements that he wants to get rid of gun-free zones. He will do that because he'll save lives if he can do that.
Yes. I'm optimistic. I'm hoping he means what he says. He almost sounds too good to be true when it comes to that, but I have hope.
Well, we'll be watching, and like any other politician, we're going to try to encourage him with lots of input from our members with their email and phone calls. So he'll know that we're counting on him to carry through with what he said he was going to do, and I detect some let's see what happens attitude with you, and we share the same. We're glad that he's there instead of his opponent. Oh, my. Hillary Clinton would have been. Well, she, after all, was involved in sending guns to ISIS in Libya. So, yeah, we know she doesn't have a problem giving guns to bad guys. Would have thought that Fast and Furious was just fine here in the United States giving guns to Mexican cartel operatives. It's amazing. The Democrats who are so anti-gun don't want you and me to have a gun anywhere in public, and yet they don't have any problem giving guns to the bad guys. It's extraordinary.
It is. It makes you wonder what they're up to.
And it makes you wonder whose side they're on, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And evidently the American people had that concern. But let's go back to the Fairchild Air Force Base. When we get back from the break, talk about some of the things that were happening and how they might have really contributed to something that arguably could have been prevented or minimized had some of the warning signs been paid attention to. Talking with former Sergeant U.S. Air Force Andy Brown. Warnings unheeded. Twin tragedies at Fairchild Air Force.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Sergeant Andy Brown, United States Air Force. His book, Warnings Unheeded, The Twin Tragedies at Fairchild Air Force Base. Sergeant Brown was military police at the Air Force Base, one of the really the only people allowed to have guns. And, of course, there was one other that broke that rule, and that was the dirtbag that did all the shooting one horrible day. And thank God, Sergeant Brown, you were there. I loved your description of your engagement with the bad guy. That was terrific. But what was not so terrific was your gathering of all the data of the people that were killed and wounded in that gun-free zone. That was heartbreaking.
Yes, it was difficult to live through and difficult to relive while I was rewriting it. But I'm hoping that the book will have a positive impact.
Well, it's actually, I guess, just pretty much new on the market. And I do hope that people will get a hold of Warnings Unheeded. It's the kind of thing that I'd like to see at least a photocopy of the cover being sent to members of Congress saying, what are you going to do about this? Don't just have another study. Let's fire some people. Let's have some dishonorable discharges for some people if they're still in service. Let's have some accountability, and let's change policies. Hopefully your book can save lives by changing some of those policies that were just so horrible. Why don't you just tell us a few of the accounts of the people that probably did know something about guns, could have been able quite easily to defend themselves, and yet it was like shooting fish in a barrel in that incredibly short period of time, which probably seemed like 2 hours to the people that were going through it, if not 2 days, an eternity. But in a short period of time, and nobody was able to defend themselves until happily at least you were able to get there. But that was a kind of a standard police time of response. In fact, it was better than average. And yet how much carnage resulted in spite of that. So I think the human element that you provided in Warnings Unheeded, something that we need to hear about. So tell us about some of these people that were involved that incredible day back in the 90s.
Sure. Yeah, the incidents, they do happen fast. That's one thing people don't understand. But they're over usually in a minute or a few minutes. This individual was a former airman who had mental health problems, and he came to our base hospital with a rifle seeking revenge on mental health doctors that he blamed for his discharge. But after he shot them, he went and continued through the hospital, shooting at anybody he saw, men, women, or children. One instance where an individual could have put a stop to it was a sergeant who worked in the pharmacy. When he saw the gunman enter the lobby and open fire, he reached for his hip for his pistol that he kept there, but he didn't have it anymore because he had recently cross-trained out of the security police career field into the medical career field, so he could no longer carry a weapon. But he was obviously skilled and trained, and he could have put a stop to it right then if he had been allowed to carry. Several other people expressed that they wished they had been armed, but there was a pretty much a no-gun policy on the base property. Although that didn't stop several people from intervening, they physically stopped the shooter from entering rooms that were filled with men, women, and children. And just that resistance that they offered caused him to turn and seek easier targets.
And lose time, as it turns out, giving you a little bit more time to get to the scene of the crime and less damage that he could cause in the interim. So even those efforts, as short of what we'd like to think could have been done, were helpful because
yes,
people acted. The guy that I thought was quite noteworthy, I forget his name, was the one that saw the barrel, I guess through a door, and grabbed it and pushed this guy away and kept him from doing any more damage in that area.
Yeah, that was Sergeant Mike Lecker in the shot clinic of the hospital.
That was an amazing act.
He was a former security policeman also, I understand.
But we can, now that he's former, we can't trust him with a gun. He's okay with
yes,
a gun when he's got that badge on him. As soon as we take the badge off, we can't trust him anymore. The mindset of the people who set these policies, I think they really are sorry that they have to even allow the military police to have guns. They'd probably really like to have a totally gun-free zone, and some of them advocate for that legislatively. It's stunning.
Yeah.
What a dream world they live in.
Yeah, we need to change that mindset. They need to realize that the majority of Americans out here are trustworthy and safety-conscious, and they deserve the right to defend themselves and their loved ones.
In fact, the data we have on people with a concealed carry permit is that they are just about the closest to choir boys we have in our society. They have a very low violent crime rate. They are not abusers of the lethal weapons that they might be carrying on them at any one time. And yet,
yes,
there's this suspicion of them and a prohibition on these military bases. It's stunning.
I think it's starting to come around. I think they're going to start going the other way and allow at least off-duty law enforcement to carry, but I haven't seen it yet myself.
Well, that's not as far as we need to go, but that's certainly a step forward. They're only going to give way reluctantly, I'm sure, and it'll help, hopefully, that we have a new sheriff in the White House, as it were, and he may well carry through on his stated preference to end the gun-free zone law on military bases. Exactly what he has in mind, whether it's like you were describing, maybe former MPs, or whether it's anybody with a concealed carry permit, who knows? I doubt he was thinking constitutional carry, but hey, we'll take each step that we can get that's in the right direction. That's the way this fight for concealed carry has been for decades now. Little by little, stereotype by stereotype, we overcome the obstacles, and now we have a country where, at least on paper, even in California, New York, you can carry a concealed firearm, New York City. Who knows, maybe the day will come when the 12 states that have constitutional carry will be joined by a majority of the states of the country.
That would be a good step in the right direction. I appreciate the efforts that you and the other gun owners of America do for the country.
Well, we appreciate having people like you that we can point to as having had their heads screwed on right when they were literally under fire. Want to return when we get back from the break, talk some more about Sergeant Andy Brown's book, Warnings Unheeded. I've read the book, and it's one that I would highly recommend you get and read yourself.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is the author of Warnings Unheeded, and it's an account of two tragedies that occurred within a terribly short period of time at the Fairchild Air Force Base in Washington State. A shooter and a hot dog pilot that killed himself and three others could have been, should have been derailed, but weren't. And the examination that you have provided, Sergeant Brown, of these warning signs of both the pilot and the airman slash shooter, it's just tragic how they were ignored. With the shooter, there were people that wrote in his medical record that he should be discharged from the military, and it never happened. Until, of course, he was discharged. Once you discharged him with a bullet, I just love the description you had of the fatal round. It went right through, what, the bridge of the nose and out somewhere in the back of the skull. That's what they call good shooting, sir.
Thanks, Larry.
And it's 60 yards? Listen, I'd be happy if I could hit the broadside of a barn door at that distance. And you're moving, and well, you had gotten down on a knee, but he was moving and shooting at you with a rifle. I don't think I'd want to play poker with you.
Well, I figured if I could see him, I could hit him. I didn't realize how far away he was at the time, although when I tried to get a sight picture, he was pretty much almost totally hidden behind my front sight of my M9.
And I guess you didn't have time to have somebody lay down a tape measure to.
Nope. It didn't have any backup at the time, or I might have thought about that. The sheriff said that it was between 68 and 71 yards, but I just call it 70 yards.
That's I can barely see the length of a football field, and we're talking pretty good chunk of a football field. You were a young man, and you had, among other things, obviously, some pretty good eyes. But more than anything, you seem to have what I guess is a little common to people that have been in your situation. Nothing else seems to intrude on your awareness. Once you're at that terrible point, it's you and the shooter, and that's it.
Yeah, unfortunately, I had read some good books on training and how to survive lethal force encounters. So I had been practicing mental rehearsal of lethal force encounters that I thought I might run into, and just mentally rehearsing them every night before I'd go to bed. So when I actually encountered one, it didn't throw me off. I didn't waste time thinking about what I should do. I just reacted.
That, I think, is impressive and probably one of the keys, because from what you've said, time was of the essence. This is all over in give or take 2 minutes. So you don't have much time to do a search on Google to find out how to deal with this. So it's kind of muscle memory at that point. And that the fact that you would do that as a pretty much a nightly routine, well, it's probably why we're able to talk about it today.
I think so. I credit training that I received or that I went through with my ability to perform and how I survived that rifle versus pistol gunfight.
A guy with a rifle shooting at you on the move, and you still were able to take him down. This is the exception to probably the normally good advice of you don't take a pistol to a rifle fight. But that's all you had, and you made do, and I praise the Lord that you were proficient and were able to get the job done. Because if this guy hadn't been stopped, if he was able to take five lives and wound quite a few others in a short period, like 2 minutes, if you hadn't been there, he'd have kept on going. And we kind of know what the body counts are per minute with these dirt bags. And there could have been 10 more people die in the next 2 minutes easily.
Yes. And if it weren't for the patrons and staff of the 92nd Medical Group at the hospital that day, the body count, the death toll would have been a lot higher. But they risked their lives to immediately render aid, which meant a lot of more people survived than they normally would have, because the medical response was immediate.
That's a good point. If he'd have hit some other target with a lot of people, the death toll easily could have been higher, because they might have bled out before medical help got there.
Absolutely.
One of the things that I wanted to make sure we talked about was the fact that you had no alternative. You were under orders that your gun had to be chambered with ball ammo. Hopefully everybody knows what that means. It means just a round piece of lead, or not even lead. Perhaps it's coated by some sort of metal, brass, whatever.
Yeah, it was copper jacket.
So
just like what you would target shoot with.
You target shoot, and that's fine. It's a little bit less expensive, but it has a real drawback. It goes through targets, be they human or wood or whatever, and keeps on going, and it doesn't cause that much damage. You weren't allowed to use the kind of rounds that most police, certainly now I think, have, the hollow point, frangible bullet that'll kind of open as it enters the target and expand and cause greater damage, thus lowering the blood pressure as quickly as possible of the target so that the target's down and out. If you hadn't hit that guy right at the light switch, literally between the eyes, he could have kept on coming, I'm sure, for some time with your ball ammo against his adrenaline-pumping body.
Yeah, absolutely. The ball ammo just pokes clean holes through people. The hollow point is designed to transfer the energy into the target when it strikes something. I had hit him. I fired four shots from that distance and hit him with two out of the four. The first, I don't know which run one of the first three hit him, but one of the first three hit him in the shoulder. And a witness who was lying under a car at the time said that he saw the shooter react as if he had been struck in the shoulder, but it did nothing to change his actions. The bullet just passed through clean and didn't disrupt him.
It probably bothered him from that kind of a report as much as a mosquito bite might have because of his mental condition at the time.
Yeah, I'm sure he was under the physiological effects of adrenaline. He probably didn't even realize he got hit.
And had that been a frangible hollow point round, it could, at a minimum, have changed his course, if not actually put him down on the ground, because the pain would have been, I would think it would have been greater, and he might have begun to lose blood pressure very quickly if he'd been hit that way.
Yes, or maybe he would have at least been a one-armed rifle shooter.
Yeah, making
less effective.
Exactly. That would have made a huge difference, too, assuming that your fourth round hadn't been able to do the job. If that fourth round hadn't gone through the helmet, oh my, who knows what else that guy could have done.
But, he had 19 rounds left in his magazine when I stopped him. He had a 75-round drum magazine, and he had 19 rounds left when I stopped him, so he could have done a lot more damage.
Your account was like a bad movie. He's shooting, and he's shooting, and he's shooting, like the beggar never runs out of bullets, you know? It's only happens in the movies. What's going on here? We're talking with Sergeant Andy Brown. Warning unheeded, twin tragedies at the Fairchild Air Force Base. When we get back, let's talk a little bit about the air tragedy that occurred and the things they both had in common. Be right back, folks.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Sergeant Andy Brown, retired Air Force, had been a military police officer. And because of regulations, all he had to take to a rifle fight was a handgun with ball ammunition. And we just discussed how that's really pretty inadequate. He could have at least had hollow point. He was prohibited from having that. But happily, by the grace of God, you know, when David threw that little stone, it brought down Goliath. And when Sergeant Brown was shooting those puny little 9-millimeter ball, copper jacketed ball ammo, one of them went exactly through the light switch and did the job. That's not something that you can, you should have to count on, somebody being able to shoot with that accuracy at that distance. 70 yards, 200 feet. That's just an amazing accomplishment. But happily, it ended at that point, no further damage. Meanwhile, there's this hot dog colonel that's been doing crazy things in his B-52, and just like nobody cashiered the shooter that you finally had to cashier in a final sort of way, nobody took this colonel seriously enough to, well, he's a colonel, you know, we can't really do anything with him. So he continues to fly the B-52 like it's a go-kart.
Yes. Yeah, I'm no subject matter expert in aviation, so I told this story through the words of the people who lived it. I found several interview transcripts of pilots who were around in the 92nd bomb wing at the time, and
they were amazed that he hadn't been grounded, some of them.
Yes, yeah. He was no question, Colonel Holland was a talented pilot, but he was growing increasingly reckless to where people were afraid to fly with him. They refused to fly with him and tried to get him grounded before somebody got killed, but nobody in command was listening to that, and they failed to heed that warning.
So people died that day in a, what, $23 million airplane went up in flames. And I was kind of stunned. Apparently, the amount of fuel on that thing and just the sheer size of that machine, 2 acres burned when that plane hit. And they went up kind of instantly in a ball of flame. That is a striking demonstration of what happens when we get stupid.
Yes, definitely.
So there's been lawsuits brought against the Air Force, and from at least when you wrote the book, which is not that long ago, hasn't even come to trial, all the, like 17 years later, after the suit was brought?
It took quite a while for them to resolve the lawsuit, but it has been settled.
Good. Good. I hope somewhat satisfactorily then, because the government just evidently was trying to win by delay.
It seems that way, yeah. Yeah, the results of the lawsuit are in the book, but I don't know if that brings any peace to the people who were involved in it or not, but I'd have to check with them. But
well, I hope what you have described in your book, Warnings Unheeded, can be helpful in what I suspect will be a legislative battle, which we could win and should be able to with the new President Trump. We need to get rid of the policy that tied your hands and so many other people's hands, meaning no guns on an Air Force base, on any military installation. That's just such an incredible signal to dirtbags. We know from the research that's been compiled by Dr. John Lott that since 1950, all but 4 of our mass murders have occurred in gun-free zones, quote-unquote. You would think that that would somehow loosen the grip of this terrible anti-gun policy, but it hasn't yet. And I think it might take people like you, Sergeant Brown, and those that you have interviewed for the book, that when the time presents itself, be in Washington to tell legislators something similar to what Susanna Hupp told the Texas legislators. She testified before them about her parents having been killed in that cafeteria. She barely escaped with her life. Some 20 people did not. And she put her finger in their faces as she was testifying from the witness table. It was your law that killed my parents. And I think the same thing needs to be put at the feet of the legislators who have not done anything to get rid of gun-free zones and schools and an Air Force base or any military base. It's your law that is killing people and has killed all these people heretofore. I hope you get that chance to tell them that to their face.
I hope that they'll benefit from the lessons in this book. I know the Air Force has learned some lessons after these tragedies, but there's a lot more that they can learn and a lot more that law enforcement and military and mental health and even just everyday citizens can learn from this book. And I hope it does some good when it comes to the Second Amendment as well.
Indeed. Well, from what you've said, people that have been active duty military police who are no longer can carry concealed, but apparently that's it. So the lesson has been very partial and very slow to be learned. And we've got a lot more lobbying, a lot more fires under behinds to light before we get this situation resolved.
Yes, it's going to be incremental, but hopefully we're moving in the right direction.
Well, it's because of books like yours and the testimony that I know you can provide that I'm hopeful that we will be able to bring some light where there's been willful darkness. They just don't want to look at this situation. The horror of people being in a barrel of fish being shot at and not being able to do anything when some of them had perfectly good shots like Dr. Hupp had down in that cafeteria in Texas, and I'm sure in many other shootings, if we got into the details the way you've been able to from the Fairchild Air Force Base tragedy, people would have been able to end this matter much more quickly. And again, as you reminded us, we're only talking 2 minutes, give or take, that this all took. And yet, if somebody had been armed at the moment the tragedy began, it could have at least deflected the dirtbag, if not totally dropped him, at least changed the course of what he was doing.
Yes, and I would imagine that there's similar situations in all of these mass public murders. We just don't hear about them. This is the kind of book that I've always wanted to read about this incident, but nobody was writing it, so I took it upon myself. I hope others will dissect their incidents so that we can learn from them as well. But I hope the book does some good.
That's a good challenge, that there be others that use your book as a template and to take a look at what happened where they have been. You know, Dr. Hupp did it in her case. You've done it now. We need a lot more of these, I think, to move the needle on this notion that this horrible notion that gun-free zones are good places to be. I've gotten to the point, frankly, where I'm either not going to obey that law or I'm just not going there. If they say this is a gun-free zone, why do I need to be the target when I can't shoot back?
Yeah, I don't blame you.
It's stunning how long it takes to learn and how deep set it seems to be in mostly the liberal mind and the bureaucrat mind that no defense is a good defense. It's hard for me to fathom, and yet I've tried to wrestle with it. You had to confront the reality of it in a way I hope I never do. But the notion that this people are happy, I guess, until they get shot, happy notion that no defense is a good defense, and they really believe that. That's,
yeah. It's I think if the lawmakers had been in the hospital that day, that would change their mind. I hope that the book will put them in that position and they can imagine what it would be like.
Well, Sergeant Andy Brown, thank you so much for having written the book. Thank you for having been there where you were that day and for having been such a good shot with a handgun at 70 yards. Wow. Warnings unheeded. Let's heed them now, folks. Let's get something done in the new Congress.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel Body Armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel Body Armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.